pharmaceutical makers supply the discount drugs. All a person has to do is log on a website to see if they're eligible and which company might help. Christian Clymer is with a trade group for drug makers, which sponsors prescriptions for Wisconsin. He says the site is relatively easy for computer novices to negotiate.
What we've done is we've created a way for people to match themselves up with over 250 programs representing over 1,200 drugs by answering 9 simple questions.
Questions such as your age, income, and what prescription drug you want. The Wisconsin Academy of Family Physicians supports the one-stop-shop approach. Executive Director Larry Pfeiffer says the Clearinghouse website should make it easier for patients to access assistance they didn't know existed, or even if they did, was hard to get.
The problem in the past is that it's been a very convoluted program. Just about every drug had its own form, its own eligibility criteria, and to navigate through it was very difficult, not only for the patient, but very difficult for the office staff as well.
The pharmaceutical industry has been working on the website for years, but it's being unveiled at a time when drug makers face criticism for high prices. Darcy Haber of Wisconsin Citizen Action notes the industry is trying to prevent U.S. citizens from getting cheaper medications from other countries.
This website is nothing more than a smokescreen to divert attention away from the real problem of skyrocketing drug prices and pharmaceutical greed. Presumably, they're also trying to divert needy individuals away from the real help that the governor's website gives to people struggling to afford their medication.
That website links people to Canadian pharmacies checked out by Wisconsin health officials. Food and Drug authorities have warned Wisconsin and Minnesota from putting up such sites, but have taken no action. Drug makers have continued to criticize the state's website, claiming cheaper Canadian drugs may be unsafe. Haber says if pharmaceutical manufacturers really believed that, they'd lower the U.S. drug prices to prevent health problems they claim could occur. Instead, she says drug makers put out a website that offers limited help. Not all of the assistance programs are funded by pharmaceutical companies. The website also directs people to taxpayer-funded health programs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.